Hello, friends. Did you know that there is a living hope in Jesus? We are told about this in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. This living hope is also very different from any other thing that the world has to offer. Brother David Johnson will use the words a living hope as his sermon title on this Words of Life program. We are presented weekly by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who want you to know Jesus. We now worship our Lord with song.
In God's family we find loving friends and peace of mind. Oh, what joy sharing Christ as our King. In sweet fellowship we share His
His own gentle, tender care here at home in His love, rich and
Father, as we look at the discouragement that's found in this world, we know that it's refreshing to know that there is a living hope in Jesus. For this, we thank you. Please be with our listeners and also with each one who is sharing your word in person or by media. Especially bless the persecuted and help them to be safe in teaching about Jesus. There are people who are very seriously ill. Please heal them as only you have the power to do. And help us to be ready for Jesus when He comes back for us. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Using 1 Peter 1, 3 and 4, Brother David Johnson will now present A Living Hope.
It's so good to be together again as we look in to the Word of God. Thank you for listening to these Words of Life broadcasts as we share the Word of God with those willing to listen. The title for the lesson is A Living Hope. And our theme text, primary text, is 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Please listen to the Word of God. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. Such wonderful words, such truth that warms the heart and lifts up the soul of the believer. The words golden years must have been coined by somebody young. It's doubtful anyone over 70 would have described this phase of life as, quote, golden years in this symbolic way. Maybe a compassionate soul kindly put a G in front of the word old to ease the ache of reality for us older ones. After all, the idea of gold brings many grand thoughts to mind. Wherever we live on planet Earth, how many times have you recently heard a sales pitch to invest in gold, or heard about the golden rule, which is repeated much, but practiced little? While those who actually practice the golden rule, which is do unto others as you would have them do unto you, the words of Jesus, Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12 in the King James Version, fulfill as the summary statement the essence of morality between human beings. Those who practice it also believe that silence is golden. They don't trumpet their good behavior. The Bible speaks of choice gold, of precious gold, of fine gold, of perfect gold, of threads of gold, of weights of gold, talents of gold, pure gold, dust of gold, cherubim of gold, and even mice of gold. Really? We'll look at 1 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 18 in the New American Standard Bible. And there it says, mice of gold. Yet God reveals that, quote, your faith is of greater worth than gold, end of quote. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 7. The things that we value in the prime of life will follow us into our twilight years. How is our faith in God? How is it really holding out in these difficult days? How is our blessed hope in the coming of our Lord holding out now, in our older years especially? Consider the book of Titus chapter 2 verses 11 through 13, where it says, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." If we wisely value the worth of steadfast faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and the blessed hope we have in His return, this will fortify us inwardly. Yes, as we age, as we get older, as we become senior citizens, more mature physically and hopefully mentally and certainly spiritually. The Bible references dying and death in many ways, and nearly 1,000 times. Yet the Bible remains a book of great hope, not of death. For believers, our faith and hope are anchored in God's promises for His own people. Consider 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 54 through 57. "When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true: death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." That is our persevering faith and hope in Him. Scripture reveals that believers through persevering faith can have comfort and hope. Consider, for example, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. Yes, that's Scripture, Psalm 116 and verse 15. And again, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord." Yes, that's Scripture, Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13. C.S. Lewis, author and defender or apologist of the faith, stated that, quote, "Hope is a continual looking forward to the eternal world," end quote. How far-sighted is our hope in the promises of the Lord? John Bunyan, writer of the Christian classic Pilgrim's Progress, stated, quote, "Hope is never ill when faith is well," end quote. Someone else has quipped, quote, "When you say a situation or a person is hopeless, you are slamming the door in the face of God," end quote. Something to think about. Don't be like many people that claim that hope is wishing for something you are never going to get. Trust God instead. In the darkest days of the Babylonian siege of Jerusalem, God asked His prophet Jeremiah to go out and buy a field, a piece of property outside of Jerusalem. The city had already been under siege for a year, and Jeremiah was asked to buy land that Babylonian soldiers occupied. Seemingly a rather poor investment. Jeremiah was to buy it, complete with witnesses, a deed, and with money. Consider Jeremiah chapter 32, verses 6 through 15, which describes this transaction. It seemed to make no sense, since Judah was about to be conquered and its people taken into exile. However, in 70 years, God reminded Jeremiah that the people would be set free, and many returned back to Judah to rebuild houses and replant vineyards. Therefore, Jeremiah was to demonstrate his trust in God's promises to bring his people back and to rebuild Jerusalem. Moreover, Jeremiah's purchase of the land was to provide a beacon of hope during the long years of captivity. Faith and hope again highlighted as paramount for God's people in the Old Testament. And similarly today in the church age regarding God's many promises to Christians in particular. Often in life, faith and hope don't come easy in the face of many seemingly insurmountable obstacles. Surely it wasn't easy for Jeremiah the prophet to buy land publicly already captured by the enemy. But he put his trust and hope in God, in Yahweh, in Jehovah. He had nagging doubts, but he prayed through them. It wasn't easy for young David to believe that he would become a king as a shepherd boy, even after he was anointed. But he put his faith and hope in God. 1 Samuel chapters 16 through 31. It wasn't easy for Moses to believe that he and his fellow Israelites would escape Pharaoh and Egypt. But he put his trust and hope in God. The book of Exodus, chapters 3 and 4. Likewise, it's not that very different today. Certainly not easy for Christians to believe, to hope in seemingly distant promises from God. But we must trust Him, because the very exact same God that worked in the lives of Jeremiah, of David, and Moses works today in our lives with the same power, with the same faithfulness to His people, whether Old Testament saints or New Testament saints. The believer's hope is not a dead-end hope. Consider the inspired words of Peter in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Did you hear that? We don't have a dead hope. We believers have a living hope. And that's a living hope even over death itself. Because Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, so all who are in Christ, who are believers, who are saved, who are born again, baptized believers, will also be raised into eternal life with God, with His holy angels, and with all the believers that have gone on ahead of us to paradise. That's God's promise. That's God's truth from His Word, the Bible. Do you remember what Jesus said to the repentant, believing thief, criminal, or malefactor that was also nailed to a cross alongside of Jesus of Nazareth? Did he really believe? Did he really have hope for his future? His future? His personal future? In a seemingly impossible situation being crucified by the Romans for his crimes. And his crimes were major, or he wouldn't have been crucified. He was hanging on a cross, nailed to a cross. He was dying in his sins. Did he have any hope? Did he really trust in the one who was crucified in the midst of the two thieves? Listen again, if you haven't read it before. Listen for the first time. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23 and verse 42, about this thief, this criminal, this malefactor that was also nailed to a cross at Golgotha, at Calvary, on that day, that terrible day, and yes, also that glorious day that Jesus of Nazareth was crucified for the sin of the world. Luke 23:42 says, "Then he said, 'Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.'" That's tremendous faith. Jesus of Nazareth was dying also, crucified on a cross also. But this thief believed Jesus was a king. When you come into your kingdom. He believed not that he was going to eternally perish, but come into his kingdom to reign in glory regarding Jesus of Nazareth. That's tremendous faith. Then Jesus stated in Luke chapter 23 and verse 43, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." So Jesus, who never makes mistakes, who never deceives us, emphasized that by his grace, through faith, this thief was not going to just be decomposed worm food. He was going to be with the Lord in paradise. Confirmed that his faith, his repentance, was genuine. "Today you will be with me in paradise," Jesus said of this thief. I want to meet that man crucified, yet with monumental faith and hope in Jesus Christ. We don't even know his name. It's anonymous. He was just another crucified victim and guilty. And yet, he was saved, according to Jesus. Augustine, the 5th century theologian, stated, quote, "God has made us for himself, and his heart will be restless until we find our rest in his arms," end quote. Beautiful words and truthful regarding our great God and Savior. Is that your living hope? Oh, listener, recognize, understand that our living hope in Jesus Christ is going to be out of this world. Literally, not just figuratively. It's going to be wonderful. We're going to exchange this world for paradise.
Sinking sand, all of the ground is sinking sand.
God be praised for what we have just heard. We pray that you have this living hope. If you do not, please understand that you must first believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. God's Word also shows us that we need to repent of sin, confess Jesus as Savior, and be immersed in water in baptism. If we can answer questions for you or encourage you in some way, please write to us. You may have a free CD of this and next week's broadcast by asking for program 2247. That's 2247. Thank you for listening. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life. Sing now.